I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes on Psalm 23 and verse 4. Psalm 23, the fourth verse. David says this: "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." David, of course, had been a shepherd. And I've no doubt that on many occasions he'd had to pass through valleys, dark valleys, difficult places, taking his sheep or finding his sheep, finding pasture for them. He'd had to travel through what he calls the valley of the shadow of death, the darkest valley. There was no way of avoiding it. There was no getting round it. He had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I've never been a shepherd, but I have done some hill walking. And I know by experience that there are places on the moors where I go walking. I have been walking. I know that there are some dark and difficult and lonely stretches. I've passed through what are locally known as gruffs. Now, a gruff is a channel cut by the rain, by the little streamlets. It's a channel cut in peat moss, peat bog. It's not the kind of bog where you can sink deep, but it's soft peat, and the rain cuts these channels. And these channels can be very deep. I've had to walk through gruffs which are 6 or 7 or more feet tall. And therefore I can see nothing either way. I have just to walk along this narrow channel with these black walls of peat on both sides. It's not an easy place. I have walked in other places where it's lonely and inhospitable. But if I want to get to my destination, I have to traverse this bog. I have to get across this lonely place. I have to go down this gruff and get through to the other end. There is no avoiding it. There's no getting around it. David didn't say, "I run through the valley," or "I fly over the valley." "I have to walk through the valley, the darkest valley," he says. Of course, he's speaking of his spiritual experience above all. And as a man of God, a child of God, a believer, he had on occasions to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, the darkest valley. And of course, this shows the honesty of Scripture, the realism of Scripture. Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the people. I might say that communism and many other things are the opiate of the people. Whatever the Bible is, it's realistic. It doesn't hide from us the fact that believers have to pass through these valleys, the shadow of death, the darkest valleys. Unbeliever, if there's an unbeliever listening to me, I wouldn't pull the wool over your eyes. I wouldn't try and kid you. I wouldn't fool you or pretend. I wouldn't urge you or press you to become a Christian. I wouldn't invite you to become a Christian. I wouldn't command you to trust in the Lord and try to pretend to you that if you do come to Christ, if you do repent of your sins and turn to Christ and walk with Him, that you will never have another day of sorrow or difficulty or loneliness or trial or darkness. I'm being honest with you now. David is honest with me. The Bible is honest with me. It tells me what I'm going to face in life, and I can testify to my own experience. I have had to pass through valleys. the darkest valleys. And I know if I speak to believers of any length of experience, you too will have passed through your valleys. And if you're a young believer, I wouldn't pretend. It won't be long before God will lead you too through the valley of the shadow of death, the darkest valley. The Bible is honest and real and faces up to these things. It doesn't run away. It confronts them. It's not escapism. Where did David find his comfort? His natural wit? His previous experience? Well, I've no doubt that that might have played a part. But he tells us plainly here, I will fear no evil. Why not? Why won't you be afraid, David? I won't fear the final disaster. I know ultimately all will be well. Why, David? Where did you find your comfort? In the presence of God. For you are with me. He didn't say you will be with me. He didn't say you have been with me. That's both true. But even in this present experience, even though it's dark, he says, even though it's the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil now, for God is with me now. Believer, are you passing through a dark and difficult and lonely and frightening time? Will you learn from David? This is written in Scripture for your learning, for your profit. Can you not say to yourself, God has been with me in the past. God will be with me in the future. But no, I'll go further than that. I will fear no evil because you, Lord, you are with me now, even in this particular valley. David's in the old covenant. I can go further in the new. So can you, believer. God in Christ, by his Spirit, is with us. Not only with us, he is in us. We have the Spirit of God within us. We have Christ with us. I will never leave you, says the Lord Jesus, nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. I will not fear, says David. I will fear no evil. And even when I am afraid, I will look to Christ. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, but I know you are with me. That is the first ground of his comfort here. I fear no evil, for God is with me. Believer, let us fear no evil. Let us not fear the darkest day, the darkest night, the darkest valley, because God in Christ by his Spirit is with us and in us. And he says also, David, he says, and your rod and your staff, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Shepherd language again. And again, I've been a hill walker, as I said, and I use a walking pole. Most useful. It moves obstacles out of the way, brambles out of the way, thorns. When I have to cross small streams, it tests to see how deep it is, to see if the bottom is sure. When I come across patches of earth and ground and land where it might be very dangerous, I can test whether the ground is sure by pressing in the walking stick. It's a support and a help in crossing difficult places. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David used his rod, no doubt, to touch the sheep and move it on, take the right way. In these dark places, we can so easily lose our path and lose our way. But God directs us. Of course, the rod is discipline too. There's discipline here. God's staff is a comfort and a consolation to us. The word comfort in the New Testament, you know, has more than sugar and putting his arm around us type of talk. It means backbone, strength. We see the solid rock, we see the solid rod of God, the solid staff, and we know, we can feel the comfort. God knows the way, and he will lead us. and he will direct us. This is what David found in his old covenant days as a shepherd. What can I say as a believer in the new covenant? I have God in Christ by his Spirit with me and in me, and I have the scriptures to direct me. God will lead me by providence, but he leads me in his word. Even in this passage of scripture, he's speaking to me. And he is saying to me, even in the darkest valley, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I have been a Christian now for many, many years, decades. And I therefore have Ebenezer's I can raise. I can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. And I'm sure, believer, if you've any experience, you can too. You too can say, the Lord helped me there. I proved the Lord there. And again, I say to you, if you're a young believer, don't put this too far away, because you do not know what a day may bring forth. And I tell you, as a young believer, you will have these experiences, but you too will have to go through them, because you can't get experience any other way than by experience. And you will pass through dark valleys and difficult times. But you will prove then that Christ not only died to save you from your sins, but he is with you and will never forsake you. And talking of Christ reminds me, of course, of the greatest point here. As I said on many occasions, whenever I open my Bible, what I'm ultimately looking for is Jesus Christ, for he is in all the scriptures, and he is here. What? Well, Christ came into this world as a man. He, the Son of God, came into the world as a man. Incomprehensibly made man, our God contracted to a span. He took his place in the Virgin's womb. He was laid as an infant in the manger. He walked amongst men. He went to the cross. And on the cross, Psalm 22, the previous psalm, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Of course, he was forsaken because, believer, he took our sins, did he not? And on the cross, bearing our sins, he washed us in his precious blood. And we, believing, have received the benefits of his precious blood and his death, and his life lived, offered up as a sacrifice for us on the cross. Jesus is here because he walked through the valley of the shadow of death. He was forsaken, he felt forsaken of God, although God delivered him and rescued him. He went deeper than I have done, because God is with me, and yet Christ himself was forsaken. Not only by his disciples, but as he said, by my God, by his Father. So when I read in the Hebrews, in times of trouble, where do I go? To the throne of grace. What do I find? Mercy and grace. What do I find there? Christ. Who I find there, not what. I find grace and mercy there, but I find Christ there. And he was tempted in all points like as I am, without sin. Yet without sin. Therefore he is able to sympathize with me. He has walked through the darkest valley. And he has come out. And we shall come out of these dark valleys, my friend. Not only in this life, but ultimately in death itself. Christ will not forsake us then. And then he will bring us not only out into a sunny place on sure ground, he will bring us into everlasting glory. Believer, are you passing through the darkest valley at this moment? Is this a word for you? Then I'm sure it is. And as I've said, we do not know what a day may bring forth. Let us keep this by us, for we too shall have our dark days and nights. What can we say? Will you say it with me now? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Why not? Because God in Christ is with me, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, your spirit and your word, they comfort me. The thought that you have been here before me, O Lord Jesus, that comforts me. I've chosen the hymns for my burial. And one of the hymns is the thought that as we stand, as the friends will stand looking at an empty tomb, Christ has gone into that tomb before me. Thou hast lain here, Lord Jesus. He has been through the darkest valley before me. And he is there with me in the darkest day and the darkest night, and he will bring me through. Unbeliever, I would not change my blessed estate for all you have. Where do you go in your times of darkness? Come to Christ for salvation first and foremost, and then walk with him. But you will have dark valleys. But then with us you will be able to say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me.